This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. We've got an air quality alert today with wildfire smoke in the area through about 1 o'clock. The elderly, young children, and individuals with respiratory problems should avoid excessive physical exertion and minimize outdoor activities during this time. Looking for a job can be challenging, but since the pandemic, employers are saying that finding folks to fill jobs is the tough part these days. Unemployment insurance claims have continued to decline, which is a sign that things are starting to rebound after the initial countrywide shutdown for COVID-19, but as of late, finding qualified employees willing to work has become the issue, so much so that businesses have had to cut hours in order to be able to serve customers at all. Federal unemployment benefits may have played a role, slowing the return of workers to the labor force. Many hire on to jobs then quit due to low pay for the work involved. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. We've got an air quality alert today with wildfire smoke in the area through about 1 o'clock. The elderly, young children, and individuals with respiratory problems should avoid excessive physical exertion and minimize outdoor activities during this time. Legal sports betting went live almost immediately after the Wyoming Gaming Commission on Wednesday unanimously approved betting licenses for DraftKings and BetMGM. That decision made Wyoming the 23rd state to allow legal sports betting. Legal betting will allow Wyoming to tap into extremely lucrative revenue streams, which will offset the uncertainty of the coal and gas industry. Initial revenue for the state could be anywhere from $1.2 to $3 million in the first year. Political action committees filed their documents with the Campbell County Election Office now that the College District special election is over. In total, more than $190,000 was spent. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.